Chapter 4. The World of Language. Unit 7. Looking at Babies Learning to Speak. The nature of language acquisition is still mysterious. From birth, children seem to have a natural interest and desire toward learning to speak. Most children are able to speak in simple sentences by the age of 2. Researchers have formed many theories as to why children are able to easily learn a language. These theories try to explain some of the unknown aspects of language acquisition. In particular, they examine the behavior children display during the various stages of speech development. The imitation theory focuses on the habit children have of repeating what their parents say. This is a widely recognized trait of young children. The theory suggests that imitation is the basis by which children learn a language. Parents play an important role in speech development for this particular hypothesis. There are two interesting habits of most parents that directly relate to this theory of language learning. First, parents seem to naturally adapt their normal manner of speaking to suit infants and very young children. They change their voice and speak in much simpler sentences. This kind of language is known as child-directed speech, or more informally, motherese. There have actually been studies showing that children enjoy this variety of speech more than typical adult speech. Another habit scientists noted is how parents simulate conversations with children. The parent will say something to the infant and pause, signaling to him or her to respond. When the child makes a noise of some sort, the parent continues as if the child had actually given a proper answer. In addition to the imitation theory, another explanation of how children might develop language is the conditioning theory. According to this theory, children are conditioned to speak in certain ways by the way parents act. Again, the parents and the environment in which the child is raised have a huge influence on the child's language learning. For example, say a child hears the word bottle, and then the parent gives the child his or her bottle. A word association is formed in the child's mind. When the child says the word, the parent offers praise. Thus, the parent reinforces to the child what the bottle is. Researchers view the natural stages a child goes through while growing as support for this theory. They argue that as word associations become more complex, children are able to form more difficult sentences. Despite how well these theories seem to explain language learning, there are some things that they do not explain. The imitation theory, for example, fails to explain the child's ability to learn correct grammar when adults often speak in incorrect ways. The conditioning theory, in the same way, does not consider that children use words in creative ways. A child will apply a word to an object or situation that he or she has never seen or experienced. Neither theory explains how children are able to figure out the rules of a language. By listening to children speak, a child's application of rules of the language can be heard through mistakes. An example of this would be when a child uses a regular past tense ending on a verb that has an irregular past tense form. In an attempt to explain some of these characteristics of language development, scientists often apply the concept of innate ability. Children have a natural desire to learn a language. Most children's natural ability to learn speech quickly suggests that language acquisition is an innate skill in humans. As a result, scientists generally combine the imitation or conditioning theory with the theory of innateness.